Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Marla, and I'm looking at my credit card, you know, the transactions, because I was out of state for a little bit. And I see there's an electronic store purchase, an online purchase that I know I did not make it. The last transaction I had was Boot Barn, and that's on here, and then this shows up. I don't know who this is, but it says it's an online purchase. I didn't purchase anything, which means you would have had to have sent it to somebody. Correct?
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Yeah, 13029.
Thank you for that. And your name?
My name is Marla, M-A-R-L-A.
And your last name?
Carno, C-A-R-N-O.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account.
Who is this guy again? Bushy Pereno. He produced Deep Throat, bankrolled it.
I have a reference number on here if that helps you.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
Yes, 9078 Beach Road, Brewerton, New York, 13029.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $56.95 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which I'm showing being a member would get you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store where you'd be able to utilize...
I didn't authorize this at all.
Showing initially on the 19th of February, you were charged $7.95 for the sweepstakes entry for the tablet for that entry fee.
And I called my bank and told them that I didn't want that transaction and they were going to take care of that. I did it by mistake and I called my bank, my credit card company, and they said it wasn't even on there.
And now, when you had spoken with your bank, had you disputed the $56.95 charge prior with them, ma'am?
No, I just found this today. I will dispute it tomorrow unless we can take care of it, you and I, together.
And now, I will cancel out the account so that there won't be any future charges. And at this time, the account is closed. And
perfect.
What I'd be able to do off the prior charge, I'd be able to do a credit back of $28.48 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
What's $28.38?
I'd be able to do a credit back of $28.48 back.
What
off
about
the
my $56.95?
What?
Hello?
I'd be able to do the credit back of $28.48 back off the $56.95 charge, ma'am, and... The reason why we wouldn't be able to do a full refund back off that charge is because you would still be able to utilize and take advantage of that $100 gift card that
I did not touch it. I don't have a $100 gift card.
No, I understand. Things around for you.
I want
the whole
$56.95,
and I want this off my account, or I'm disputing it to the bank because I did not authorize this. The thing that I called my bank because they gave me like a $7.95 charge or some stupid thing on my account, and I called my bank to tell them I didn't want it. And then you continue to do it, so they didn't take care of it. I don't want any of this. The $7.95 wasn't supposed to be on there. It was an error, and this $56.95 needs to come off. And if a $100 gift card shows up, I will be happy to return it. But I don't have any of that shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect black market.
Now, let me ask my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do off that charge.
Please.
Hold on.
Please. Thank you.
How is that possible?
There was this thing that came through when I hit the $7.95 by mistake. This other thing. And then... So I called my bank, and it's still on there.
What the fuck is the $56.95?
Something to do with a $100 gift card I get every month.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about that wait. I did speak to my supervisor, and she did say this one time I'd be able to do a full refund back of the $56.95 that you'll show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and what about
the
$7.95?
So that there won't be any future charges.
Okay, what about the $7.95 that's on here?
I apologize, you're breaking up.
I know, we are breaking up. I don't know why. Are you on a cell phone?
No, ma'am. I'm on a
Neither am I. I'm on a regular phone, too.
Are you still there, ma'am?
I'm still here. I have no idea what's going on. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm
Can you
here.
Just... Yeah, I'm still here. Please just credit my account, and I'll deal with my bank on the $7.95 charge. Okay? So give me back my 56. I'll look for that in 3 days, and then I will dispute the $7.95 thing because I did call them and report this. So I want to know why it didn't get canceled and
Because you hadn't
here.
Contacted the merchant to get assistance with that charge.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Well, I'm disputing the one from the 21st for $7.95, too.
Because
I did it by error.
And because you had not contacted us prior to let us know that, we had no way of knowing that that was the case or an issue, ma'am.
Okay. Well, it was because I did call immediately, but I didn't have your phone number. I couldn't find it again, so I called the credit card company.
Which is not the merchant, ma'am. Now,
right.
I will
okay.
also be able to do a refund off the $7.95 that you'll show crediting back to the account.
Perfect. Okay, that'll be awesome. And thank you so very much. And I'm very sorry I did this. I wasn't paying attention, and I thought it was something else. And so that's why I called immediately my bank, but it didn't work. Okay, hello.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, you've been very helpful, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day.